and welcome back to the Cinem Gems, and as always, I'm your host, the Admirable Admiral, and as always, we're in a video store somewhere in your hometown, so come find us, yes, video stores still exist, and of course, like always, the very wonderful, illustrious Butt Maestro is here, but before that even happened...
I was about to say, no, there are other guests in this video store you need to introduce.
The mascots.
Not guests, the mascots.
Yes. The real CEOs of the company. Is the Honorable Tesla and the fantastic Miss Frida chewing on their jackalope / dinosaur bones.
Have you ever posted pictures of them on Instagram or Twitter yet?
I've posted them on Twitter.
Excuse you, Mr. Keeps Your Phone On while we're recording.
You know what?
I put mine on silent.
There you go. I like how we discover that.
Hi, welcome back. We're Cinema Gems. We're one of the podcasts that talk about movies, mostly movies, but sometimes just whatever we kind of feel like. Yeah.
And to help with social distance, we've actually are about 3 feet apart from each other.
Yeah, this whole social distancing thing is actually forcing us to be a little bit more professional in how we record. So now we're, like, spaced a little further apart from each other, but both of us facing the microphone instead of facing each other. So if, like, projectile spit goes anywhere, it's going to go on my water bottle, not on the Admiral.
So social distance is a thing, and practice it properly.
Well, look, one good thing that's going to come out from this, one silver lining that I like to look at, is that we now have a lot of time to watch a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Rewatch movies that we've loved, check out new ones. Like, we have nothing but time now.
So this is what, so before we go any further, we should totally say that for the next couple weeks, we're not going to mention any news because it's just going to be springtime sadness. It's going to be...
For the same reason, I'm not watching a lot of my favorite YouTubers right now, because it's nothing but COVID-19.
Yeah. We don't want that negativity in our life. We want positivity, news, like, actual things that we care about, so...
Like Patton Oswalt doing stand-up for his block. Did you watch that?
Yeah.
My favorite bit from that. Man, I don't know what's up with this COVID-19 thing. I never saw the first 1 through 18. Is it, like, an ongoing series? Do I have to have watched the first 18 to get number 19?
But no, guys, our segment taking over the new segment is gonna be, our quarantine watch list. So movies that, like you said just a second ago, movies that we either want to rewatch or movies that are on our list that we want to watch because we have time now.
Speaking of movies that we wanted to rewatch, do you want to jump into today's?
Oh, yeah! I completely forgot that we were...
Did you really forget that we were reviewing Jim Carrey's The Mask today? I was literally whistling Hey Ponchuco up the stairs.
Oh, well, I was in the kitchen when you came up. No, because I thought we were going to do the watch list for a quarantine watch list. I genuinely don't know how to turn him off right now.
I heavily debated on my way over here. Should I just sing all of Hey Pachuco until the Admiral stops me? I'm not going to.
I didn't know
the
how.
The orchestra in the mask does it so much better.
I didn't know how to turn you off. So I thought we were going to do quarantine watch list, but we'll do that afterwards. Okay. So The Mask.
I feel like the quarantine watch list can be an ongoing thing where we come up with a few different movies at the end of every episode every week.
Okay. So The Mask.
Including the one we're covering today, The Mask.
So The Mask, 1994.
This movie is bonkers. I watched it when I was a kid. I watched it a lot when I was a kid, but clearly not enough.
Right? So genuinely... this is the movie... Well, I mean, look...
This is the big movie that put Jim Carrey on the map in a big way before or after In Living Color.
Yes, I was about to say. In Living Color really pushed him into the spotlight. This propelled him into the spotlight.
Yeah.
Because In Living Color, I'm going to be completely honest with you, In Living Color is fucking amazing.
Oh, it's hysterical.
And if they ever did a revival series... I would want that.
His Vanilla Ice bit is one of my favorites.
Like, people talk about Saturday Night Live or SCTV. SCTV's good. It was the 80s. It lasted a little while. But I like In Living Color because it was what it was. It was the 90s on pure caffeine.
thing is, I've never loved skit shows or sketch shows very much. I always really loved Whose Line.
That's another one that's good, too.
Oh, Whose Line was fantastic. I think Whose Line Is It Anyway, actually, the majority of it is on Hulu. Yep. So if you want to check that out, it's, like, the best improv show ever made.
And, where is it where it's like, oh, I believe...
Contrary to popular belief?
Yes. Okay. I couldn't think of that.
Words are hard.
I actually like the new version of Whose Line Is It Anyway with Aisha Tyler.
Aisha Tyler.
As the host instead of Drew Carey.
I loved Drew Carey as a host, but I love Aisha Tyler on there for one specific reason. Wayne Brady is single now. Oh my God, he and Aisha Tyler on that show. He needs a leash. Okay, anyway, we're talking about The Mask.
Yes. The Mask. So, yeah.
Drink water every time we get off topic. By now you should have finished your water.
Yes. I'm almost done with mine, actually, to be honest with you.
This movie is so much crazier than I remember it being as a kid.
So he finds a mask in the ocean called Edge City is the city, I'm assuming.
Yeah, so Edge City is the name of the city, and it opens up with a diver underwater and a crane thing happening above water, and crane falls, and, like, within the first 3 minutes of the movie, we have our first fatality.
Yeah.
If that doesn't show you how bonkers insane this movie is about to get, like, you... Ooh. There's a body count in this movie.
And then the...
The mask. Loki's...
No. Have you seen... You've seen Finding Nemo, right?
Yes.
Okay, so when that chest opened up, I legit thought of bubbles.
Bubbles.
Because the mask got propelled up from the Plymouth of bubbles.
I can't believe I didn't think of that.
And Jim Carrey finds it on a dummy, kind of.
Yeah, Jim Carrey, who...
he's basically having a shit day.
We skipped a little bit, but yeah, he's a decent guy in an otherwise... very mean world.
Nice guys now, finish last.
I'm gonna say timeout right here, because even 15 minutes into the movie, this is not supposed to be our real world. Like, this, nothing in this world, even before he puts on the mask, nothing in this world makes any sense. I have a theory that if you have a problem with the logistics of this movie and how it works out, I have a headcanon. This movie is the merger of two cartoon worlds. Even though we're seeing it as live action, it's really supposed to be like a Dick Tracy era mobster kind of cartoon world that suddenly gets a Looney Tunes character thrown into it and stirs up all the shit. But it's another cartoon world. This real world that Stanley Ipkiss is living in has its own weird levels of cartoon logic. If that makes sense.
No, it's
like
perfect.
Like Batman the Animated Series, right? Level of cartoon logic.
So you mean this could take place in the same series as Batman Forever, and Stanley Ipkiss becomes the Riddler?
Absolutely. I 100% endorse that headcanon. Yes.
Anybody who's anyone can understand the day that Stanley Ipkiss has.
Everyone has had at least one rough day like that where you just can't fucking catch a break.
Nowhere. Job. Your landlord.
Yep.
A girl you want to go on a date with.
Your best friend being a bit of a cock block accidentally.
Yeah. Where were you? We look for you in the club. I was outside.
He's having a bit of a rough time, yeah. And then he's contemplating suicide. I think he was it wasn't a tall enough bridge.
No, I think he was just basically not contemplating suicide, but just, you ever have those moments where you're thinking of, like, kind of have an existential crisis?
Yeah.
But not contemplating suicide?
Yeah, like, I want to give up, but I don't really.
Like, let me think of all the pros and cons, kind of.
Yeah.
That's what I think he was doing, because his...
Welcome to Cinema Gems. We have deep... deep psychological trauma.
Because the way he reacted to it, he wanted to save that person's life, that he thought.
Yeah.
So, I don't think...
Yeah, no, he saw what he thought was a injured person in the water. He immediately sprung into action like he wanted to help.
Yeah. So, and I like how he goes to save it, puts the mask on. By the way, we're not aware of what the, I would say kind of, sewage problems that are going on in the water in Edge City.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he takes the mask.
To be fair, we can't really, we live in Metairie. We live right by a freaking canal.
Yeah.
That my parents had to tell my brother and I growing up, don't jump in the canal. I know it looks like fun, but don't do it.
Okay, but also, how come in Italy, after 2 weeks of being on quarantine, the water's completely clear and you can see the fish? Like, there's a visual spike on the spectrum of the globe.
Yeah, again, weird that shows, silver lining from all this.
That shows that, hey, maybe pollution is bad.
Weird silver lining of all this, every terrible thing going on right now is because we're self-quarantining, because we're not traveling, or most of us aren't, or shouldn't be, the world is suddenly getting cleaner. Holy shit.
By the way, it's also a good time to buy airplane stock.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when it skyrockets back up, you can make all that sweet, sweet money.
Oh my God.
Do not buy stock and then if it goes bad, come back and attack me. Do it at your own risk. Buy stock at your own risk. It is your choice.
Welcome to Cinema Gems. We have deep stock psychological options. Trauma and stock market advice. God.
So basically, which by the way, his dog is basically Tesla, but if he was a little bigger.
Oh, I love Milo. Yeah. Milo is such a good boy.
Leave
Milo alone. He's such a good boy.
So you're saying Tesla's not a good boy?
Tesla is a good boy. Tesla's the best boy. No, but Milo is also a good boy.
So I think that's why I like little dogs, is because that and Wishbone to me was just the peak
absolutely
of dog fandom.
I don't well look, would Tesla jump up like a 2.5 story building to
if
get
you had
to
a big enough
prison?
If you had a big enough reward for him, then yes. He's in the middle of chewing his jackal antler right now. No one can break that away from him.
He thought about it.
But if you have a big enough reward for it, he'll jump up. He likes to chase lizards for some reason, put them in his mouth, and then drop them immediately because he's like, what am I supposed to do with this? But that's besides the point. Back to Milo, a.k.a. the mask.
So things happen. He gets back to his apartment with the mask.
Yes. And he doesn't think about washing it? What? He doesn't want to wash it before he puts it on?
Look,
maybe it's just me.
Clearly none of us knew about proper hygiene until a week and a half ago.
So he puts the mask on.
Clearly most of the American people didn't know anything about proper hygiene until a week and a half ago. So it's fine.
I don't know how to properly put on a mask?
Look, when I have to put on a mask, I'll shave my apocalypse beard. But until then, hashtag apocalypse beard.
All right, that's fine. but besides the point, he puts the mask on and becomes basically the deity of Loki, would you say?
Yes. Supposedly, as we find out from Ben Stein later,
which,
mask
by the way,
is...
did Ben Stein's character just write a book from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, this universe, and then got big and...
Essentially?
Yeah.
Wait, do you think he was writing about Ferris Bueller?
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly what it was.
I haven't seen
Ferris Bueller is Loki.
Oh, he's absolutely a god of mischief.
Sorry, besides the point, go ahead. You said Ben Stein.
Ben Stein tells him later on that the spirit of Loki, or magic of Loki, or something like that.
I'm going to go fill up my water.
Imbued into the mask itself. So when Stanley gets back to his apartment, mad at the world and mad at everyone, he puts the mask on and then shit hits the fan. For the first time, it happened several times in this movie, but he puts on the mask and everything just goes insane. And I can't describe it, you just have to watch the movie.
It's basically if the 90s was on cocaine and nicotine and caffeine and 8-Ball all at once.
I think you're going to have to repeat that when you come back and you're right next to the microphone. But essentially what the Admiral said was, it's like if the 90s was on caffeine and
cocaine,
Adderall and cocaine.
8-Ball.
Jesus, just every drug.
Every drug conceivably possible and put in a blender at high speed. Legit what happens when Jim Carrey puts on the mask.
Legit what happens when you drink caffeine.
Oh, I know a lot of people are like, man, you remind me a lot of Jim Carrey. I'm like, that was my comedic stylings back in the day. Legit, what I watched was The Mask, Ace Ventura 1 and 2. That's where I got my humor from, was from Jim Carrey. The scene where, you know, the scene where he's doing the balloon animals?
Yes.
Wrong pocket? That was completely improvised by Jim. Complete flew over my fucking head as a kid.
Yeah, no, that's one of the that made me pause the movie and go back and rewatch it. Like, wait a minute, I never caught that as a kid. Holy shit!
Yeah,
there's so many things in this movie. There's so many things that I just didn't catch as a kid. Yeah. How did anyone think this was a kid's movie?
It wasn't. So basically, the point is that basically Stanley works at a bank. Cameron Diaz, which I don't know how you feel about Cameron Diaz. She is a wonderful, great person. I do not find her physically attractive.
She's good in certain roles. I think she was great in this one.
I don't find her physically attractive, so I didn't care about her character.
I think she was fine.
I felt like if her and the reporter were switched roles...
Me and GLaDOS were both watching this going, damn.
I feel like if her and the reporter switched roles, it'd be better.
Ooh, yeah. You mean Maid Marian from
Robin Hood and Tights?
Yeah.
I legit was like, god damn. Yeah. She came, I was like, damn.
Yeah, no, she's amazing. She was my childhood crush in these movies, especially as Maid Marian. Dear God.
And then, basically, Cameron Diaz's character works for a mob boss and is kind of, taking video recordings, like, playing the field about robbing this certain bank that Stanley works at.
Essentially, yeah. She's
to blame it on him.
Yeah. She's scouting and she's finding a scapegoat.
Yeah. And so
and it works.
And about this time it's happening, he finds the mask. So all this is basically serendipitous happening at once.
Yep. So when What's-His-Face's men go to rob the bank, well, that just happens to be the night that he puts on the mask and needs some money to go out to the club, so... Boom! He bursts out of the bank,
and then he kills the guy with the black guy with the glasses. That's Frank Underwood's barbecue friend from.
Oh, totally is.
Like I was like, is that guy? You know how I remembered him? I was like, wait, is that the dad from Fantastic Four? Fan Four Stick?
100%.
And then I was like, oh shit, it's
the Doctor.
I'm like, oh fuck.
The Doctor is in the house. Yeah, you can recognize him just from his voice. He does a phenomenal job in this role.
And so then he dies.
Tragically dies. And then I think shortly after...
You get your favorite scene.
Hang on. Before we get to that favorite scene, can I tell you my least favorite scene? The one that, like, even watching it now, I had to look away from the screen.
Because it was cringeworthy?
What's-His-Face? The mob boss, but not the mob boss.
The old man?
No, the younger guy.
Oh, the guy who looks like the guy from fucking
the main villain of the movie.
Yeah, but he looks like What's-His-Face from fucking Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the main guy.
Oh, totally does. When like the mob boss is playing golf with the tee in What's-His-Face's mouth.
Uh-huh.
That makes me cringe every fucking time, because it is a miracle that he did not get half his face taken off by that club.
Right.
And that makes me cringe every time I see it. The fake fuck blood. The Saw movies. Fuck the Hostel movies. I can watch everything in those movies and be fine.
And then the fake blood?
In this movie, the thing being shot out of his mouth.
The golf tee.
The golf tee being shot out of his mouth. And the first Home Alone movie, when he steps on the nail. Two scenes make me cringe so much harder than anything in any actual horror movie.
See, the thing about that is that the things that make me cringe the most in the Home Alone
movies... The fact that Marv should have died of tetanus?
I mean, if he had his tetanus shot, it's perfectly fine. No, it's the ornament.
Yeah, that's fucked up, too.
Yeah. But back to...
Like we said, this is a cartoon logic world, so nothing makes sense in this world. Even though, like, Jim Carrey's the one being overly cartoony... It only makes sense in this world because it's another cartoon world. Which I think kind of explains why when he starts doing Cuban Pete later on, everyone starts singing along. He's hacked the cartoon world and put his own logic into it.
Did you want to talk about your favorite scene with the songs, the dance sequence?
Yes.
When he meets...
With Hey Panchuco.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've had that song stuck in my head for years. So, and I just put it back on my my work playlist a week or two ago to play at work.
So is that not... That's not the Chips Ahoy song?
This song was so overused in marketing in the years after this movie that you probably know it as a few different products' ad song. Including Chips Ahoy.
Because I know the Chips Ahoy song is not called the Chips Ahoy song, but they didn't legally change it, but it's known as the Chips Ahoy song because Chips Ahoy uses it so much in their marketing.
I think... The drum beat and general kind of motifs, I should say, of Hey Panchuco have been kind of twisted and reused and slightly adjusted for a bunch of different things in the same way that Sing Sing, which Hey Panchuco is loosely based on, kind of is. That opening drum beat, that doom 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 doom
doom doom doom doom doom doom. Sing Sing is the actual Chips Ahoy song.
Wait, so they credit Sing Sing, not Hey Panchuco?
Yeah, this is what the Chips Ahoy. Sing Sing Sing. Yeah, by Benny Goodman.
Are we just not caring about possible copyright flags at this point? Although we're not monetized, so it doesn't matter.
And the world also has other things going on right now.
They have bigger... There's always a bigger fish.
Hey, you need to scoot over a little bit more.
Sorry, social distance. Yeah, you're right. Social distancing. At some point, I'm going to bring over my microphone so we can actually, like, do this with a relative amount of safety.
But your scene, it was, you know, what you talked
about. One of the best
damn
scenes of the movie, because he's dancing with Cameron Diaz. Cameron Diaz is looking amazing. The gangsters are trying to, like, get him because they're realizing what's happening. While he's dancing, the doctor is dying upstairs, and it's, like, a genuinely tragic moment up there, while fucking Hey Panchuco is playing down here. Like, there's so many things going on in this scene, and I think it's actually one of the best scenes in the entire movie.
It is a good one. And I like the next day when he wakes up and he's like, has like a horrible, like he walks
into
work.
Not just hangover so much as just like he blacked out.
Yeah. He walks into work and the son of the father that runs the company is like, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, hey, you want me to go tell your fucking dad how you do shit around here?
He said the thing that only Stephen Urkel, blackout drunks, and apparently people who wear the mask can say. Did I do that?
Did I do that?
Thank you, John Mulaney, for letting me borrow your bit without actually letting me borrow your bit.
And by the way, maybe it's just me being the admiral, but I love Stanley's pajamas.
Yes, I do love the pajamas.
Yeah, and I like that when he gets his tie ripped off, a piece of the pajama.
It turns into the pajamas. Yeah. I don't know.
Which I like that little nice touch.
Touch, yeah. There's a lot of really convenient coincidences, can I call them that, in this movie? Which, again, leads me to believe that this is a cartoon world. Mm-hmm. Because everything that happens is all directly related to each other. It's insane.
And then to be honest with you, I know you're like, oh, you're not even halfway through the movie, but that's the big push. Everything else is just little kind of bits. They have another scene with the mask.
There's one more big scene with the mask, and it's up there with Hey Panchuco, and that's Cuban Pete.
The one where the mob boss puts on the mask?
No, that's when Jim Carrey still has the mask on, but he's surrounded by cops outside the gate.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And he's dressed like a...
Cuban Pete.
Yeah. I was going to say...
They call me Cuban Pete.
Yes,
I'm the king of the rumba beat.
And I like how one of the cops goes, "You start dancing, you fucking fired." Didn't say fucking. But.
Doyle is one of my favorite characters in this movie.
It's good. That scene was really, really good. I remember liking that a lot as a kid. A lot. Yeah.
No, that was my favorite scene by far as a kid. And I still appreciate it. I think I still like the Hey Ponchugo scene a little bit more because of the dramatic contrast happening between the dancing and the doctor dying upstairs. Huh. But Cuban Pete's a fucking great scene, especially when the cop starts singing along and dancing with him. That cop. Oh, that lady cop that starts to dance with him. Honestly, more than any other person in this movie, her. Like, Gladys turn to each other and damn.
God well, damn. I mean, look, as much as women like men in uniform, I'm pretty sure men like women in uniform as well.
Yes! Women in power is a turd-on.
Oh, 1,000%. The song
at Swapper Jacks, we are so fortunate to work with a plethora of incredibly badass women.
Would you say I have a plethora of piñatas?
I don't know if I'd go that far. That might. I don't know if I'm qualified to say that.
I was actually making a reference to the Three Amigos.
Oh. I haven't watched your Three Amigos show. You need to talk about that at the end when we do our
Watched Three Amigos in a while, but I know that line.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking Three Caballeros for some
reason. The Three Caballeros? Si.
I also haven't seen Three Amigos in a while. I think I know what one of our next episodes is.
The Three Amigos?
If I can't go out to bars on Cinco de Mayo, which also happens to be a Taco Tuesday this year, yeah, we're doing Three Amigos.
Okay. Alright.
sorry for that. Everyone drink your water because we went on another tangent.
Yeah, so after that, the mob boss gets the mask.
Yes, Adrian. I'm pretty, like, 90% sure his name is Adrian.
Okay, cool. Mob boss is his name. And he puts on the mask, becomes, like, if Bane didn't have the mask on in Batman Forever... And still had the venom put in him?
At first, I thought you meant Tom Hardy Bane, but...
Oh, no.
Batman and Robin Bane, you mean.
Yeah.
Look, Poison Ivy's stupid psychic.
Even the Honorable Tesla's like, what other Bane would you think?
Tesla. Good boy. Why? Good boy.
And just... Yeah. He becomes a fucking dick.
Sorry, everyone, I'm distracted by a Tesla.
Like Jim Carrey's Stanley Ipkiss said. In good-hearted people, it helps bring out things that you need. If someone bad puts it on,
it's going to bring out the worst in them.
Yes.
Much like what's going on right now! Sorry to make it, like, painfully relevant, but... Look, weird situations like this bring out the best and worst of everyone, and I'm fortunate enough to say that I have seen more of the best than the worst first-hand experience in the last few days. I can't tell you how many people have come through my line, like, if someone can't pay for their stuff... Someone two people down just comes up, here, I got you, swipe, like, yeah. No hesitation.
I legit did that with one of our coworkers.
Yeah,
one of our coworkers, he couldn't get something, and I was like, and I literally just grabbed it out of his hand, put it in my basket, and when I was done paying for it, I threw it at him. I go, here, it's yours.
Is that why we picked the mask? Did we subconsciously pick the mask so we can tie it in to everything going on right now and saying,
I legit like picked the mask because I was at the library like 2 days before it shut down. I was like, what can I borrow? And I was like, oh, I want to watch this and I don't have it.
And also, thank you for passing that on to me because now when librarians become wasteland wanderers hunting down people with outdo movies and books.
They're not going to come after you. They're going to come after me. No, because then would they have me? So if they have me under torture and they're like, oh, hey, all right, we found out your torture. I'm like, you didn't find out what my torture is. And all of a sudden, Star Wars: Attack of the Clones episode 2 goes on. All right. But Maestro said it. Okay,
it's coarse and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
But Maestro has the mask. That's what they'll chase after you.
I don't have the mask. I don't know what you're talking about. I actually have it in my bag. I really do. It's over there.
But basically...
This movie is insane. This movie's bonkers insane.
But after that, it kind of... Jim Carrey puts the mask on, becomes a superhero that the city needs.
Wait. Before he puts it on, you're missing one big part. You're missing the best part of the whole movie. And that's Mask Milo.
You mean Tesla's id?
Yes, Tesla's id, essentially.
That's exactly... Tesla, like, when I watched that, I was like, Oh!
Oh, I hate you now. I can't unsee that.
I was like, that's Tesla's id.
Listeners, I'm so sorry for your eardrums right there. I saw the spike on the thing.
That's Tesla's id. That is Tesla's id. Whenever he sees somebody that has filled hands, belly rubs! Give him!
No, that was the best part of the movie. Masked Milo, hands down, favorite part of the movie.
Which, by the way, the CGI wasn't that bad at all.
The CGI in this movie was only kind of bad a few times, which for early 90s is really good.
Yeah, but I think the only time it was really bad was when it was on Milo, but when you just saw the real dog half of Milo.
Yeah.
Like, because when it's when he's completely CGI, it's fine. When he's just CGI'd on his head and it's the rest of his body,
it looks a little bit weird.
Yeah, that's the uncanny valley. But yeah, other than that, the CGI is fucking amazing.
CGI throughout the movie, for the most part, is pretty good.
Yeah.
I had a running joke throughout the movie of anytime he put on the mask, I would just go, wow, this is so realistic. That's all Jim Carrey, though. And he, like, flips out his tongue onto the table. Oh my god, Jim Carrey's amazing. Turns into a tornado, starts singing Cuban Pete, running up and down shit. Oh my god, that's all Jim Carrey.
By the way, apparently a lot of it was improvised by Jim.
Oh, I fully believe that. Yeah. I fully believe that.
And then, you want to talk about the reporter turning on him?
What a twist.
Or
as Tiny Tina would say, plot twist!
I did not see that coming, but now I can see it coming.
I agree, because I didn't think about it in the movie, because she was just too sweet.
Yeah.
God damn it. Her women mind tricks worked on me.
Her long...
I'm going to retract that. Sounds mildly sexist, I'm sorry.
Her long flowing shores of Lake Erie hair, God.
Is it? Wait, are we filming on St. Patrick's Day?
No, today we're filming a day after St. Patrick's
Day. Oh, yesterday was St. Patty's Day. Okay, you're right.
But all in all, I really enjoyed this movie. And to be completely honest with you, I'm glad that Jim Carrey did not come back to make a sequel for this.
Me too. What sequel?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Cool. There is no sequel to this movie. No. Listeners, no matter what people tell you, there is not a sequel to this movie. If someone tells you that there is a sequel to this movie, it is not a sequel to this movie.
You're legit to look at them and go, you're a liar! Big fat phony!
You're a phony! A big fat phony! No, if someone dares talk about The Mask 2, The Mask 2 is not a sequel to this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie that exists. It's not a very good movie at all. And it is absolutely not a sequel to this movie.
And for some reason, I think that What's-His-Face plays Odin in both movies?
I think so.
I'm pretty
sure.
Wait,
is there an Odin in the first one?
No!
There's no Odin in the first
Odin one. Odin in MCU and Odin in Son of Mask are played by the same person.
Oh my god, I hate you. It's Sir Anthony Hopkins first.
Pretty sure it's the same
Odin. Oh, it's 100% it's Anthony Hopkins. You're right. God damn it. That makes so much sense, though.
No, I don't want that.
Okay, well, while you look up the rest of that on IMDb, we finished talking about the plot, right?
Yeah.
Did we talk about him almost getting dropped into a fucking vat of, not vat, he almost got flattened out of, like, a newspaper complex. Oh, that was during the trap sequence. Sorry.
Sorry, it's not. It was Bob Hopkins.
Bob Hoskins?
Yeah. It was Eddie Valiant himself.
R.I.P. R.I.P. I just rewatched Who Framed Roger Rabbit the other night. It's a fucking phenomenal movie.
It's a beautiful movie.
Was that on Gladys's list?
Yes.
We checked that off.
Okay.
That movie.
She has the list.
She has the list. I don't remember if that was on the list or not.
It was.
We checked it off.
To be honest with you, the movie was really good, and I like when he throws it off and his best friend and Milo try to fight for the mask. And Milo wins. Milo successfully wins. Tesla's id is now running about amok in Edge City. So that is The Mask. It's a little bit longer of you than usual, but, you know, we don't really want to talk about anything else news related. So we have a rating system here in Cinema Gems. Full gem, an amazing movie. Half gem, an all right movie. No gem, a horrible movie. Before you go any further,
mm-hmm.
I want you to take your rose-tinted nostalgic glasses off. spruce them up. Give them a little, put a little spit shine on them.
I know you can't see this, but I am actually wiping off my actual.
And you know, give it a little
right
rub, give okay it some thought,
okay,
and go.
Whole gem, no hesitation. Whole gem.
Same. Oh wait, I'll take off my okay. Take off my glass. I can't see anything. I give it a whole gem mainly because it actually stands the test of time.
Oh, 100%. It holds up. It absolutely holds up.
It's technically not really. Like
it's timeless.
Exactly.
I really do think that this is the merger of two cartoon worlds, and one of those cartoon worlds is the kind of timeless gangster world that of the Batman animated series, or even Archer for that matter, where like it's loosely based on the 20s, but it has it has more modern tech than that, but it's still the culture and the vibe and aesthetics of the 20s. It's weird. Huh. Yeah, no, I love it though. I love this movie, 100%. If you have not seen Jim Carrey's The Mask, watch it. Just go watch it.
All right,
it's great.
So here's our quarantine watch list. Theme song's going to start right now.
I'm not doing a theme song for the quarantine watch list. Let's just.
Oh, okay.
This is
quarantine watch list, guys. Yay!
Bam, 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 bam. Okay.
We'll
think of something later.
By the way, I completely forgot about Jessica Jones as a TV show until now when it popped up.
Is it back?
No, it's not.
It's just canceled, right?
Yeah. Just like all the Netflix MCUs are.
That makes sense.
So quarantine watch list. Do you want me to just spout out what I did, or do you want to...
We'll both do two each day. So if you go
each day.
One, I'll go one.
Yeah,
each or
day.
Each week.
Oh,
each recording.
Okay, all right.
So you give one, I'll give one, you give another, I'll give another.
So I finally watched Frank and Ollie.
Okay.
It's about the animators that worked on, like, whereabouts of, like, Alice Wonderland, Bambi. These are the two animators that killed Bambi's mom.
Okay.
He worked on Jungle Book. They worked on a lot of, worked on a bunch of shit, and it just shows, like, the endless amount of friendship that they have, and I feel like if this podcast goes into the heights and actually goes further than what is, that'd be our friendship.
Aww.
I really enjoyed it, and it's nice to see fucking wholesome, like, goddamn fucking, like, goddamn it.
Well, wouldn't you know, both of my picks I think are pretty wholesome too, actually, because we kind of need that right now. And one of mine, it's a series, I believe it's only 8 to 10 episodes, the episodes are very short, it's on Netflix, Kipo and the Age of Wonder Beasts. Phenomenal freaking show. It's clearly a kid show, but it's a smart kid show.
Is it, like, in the vein of, Adventure Time?
Yes. Actually, yes. If Adventure Time had the animation of Voltron or Legend of Korra. It's phenomenal. And the soundtrack for this show. Like, they did their research and got a really good hip-hop soundtrack for their show. It's fantastic. So, Kipo and the Age of Wonder Beasts on Netflix. I highly recommend that if you have time right now, which most of us have nothing but time. So, here we go.
And then, because of it being... St. Patrick's Day yesterday.
You son of a bitch.
I gave Patron a choice that she watches, picks one of the Leprechaun movies. Or she picks another one. So she picked Luck of the Irish. So we watched Luck of the Irish last night. And by God, Boyle, it still stands the test of time, Boyle. It was really weird watching it, because I'm like, wait, how did a 78-year-old...
Luck of the Irish, as in... The Disney Channel original movie?
Yes!
The DCOM?
Yes!
Oh my god.
Yes! Yes!
Jesus Christ. Okay, where did you find Luck of the Irish? Is that on Disney
Plus? Both of them, both of Frank and Ollie and Luck of the Irish are on Disney Plus.
Okay.
It's weirdly... It's one of those movies where you're like, oh god, it's gonna be bad. But it's okay. It's not as bad as you think it is. It's better to watch slightly inebriated.
Oh my god. I've been watching a lot of Kim Possible recently, rewatching Kim Possible, so I'm all about that 90s cheese right now.
But no, there's a legit ska song and a chase scene.
Oh no.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh no.
And then you got Lassie from
You can do it.
The show with Psych. Psych.
I never
Psych
saw
on US.
I never saw Psych.
Well, the one of the lieutenants from that is the villain in Luck of the Irish.
Okay.
Yeah. But the whole time we were me and Patron were making jokes. We were like, "Oh yeah, Boyle. Oh yeah."
Jesus Christ. Okay, so both of yours are on Disney Plus, right? Yeah. So the first one I said was on Netflix. Mm-hmm. My second one is also on Disney Plus. It's a movie that I haven't seen in years, but I honestly needed to see it, and I watched it last night. Meet the Robinsons.
Is it better as an adult?
Oh, it's better every time you watch it.
Okay.
Because
I remember not liking it that much as a kid.
I remember not liking it that much as a kid because I couldn't get it. It's a little bit complicated. It's got some time travel, some wibbly-wobbly timey-wimey stuff in it.
And I think that's made me want to like it as a kid, but I couldn't put a full grasp on it.
So watch it again now that you're older and you've seen more wibbly-wobbly timey-wimey stuff and you can maybe understand a little bit more. But its central message is very powerful right now, I think. It's very powerful and very
appropriate. Isn't it like, be kind?
Keep moving forward. It's very simple. Keep moving forward.
KMF? KMF, man.
Yeah. I think that's really all we can do right now, is keep moving forward. I think that's what we're going to try to do with this show. I think that's what a lot of us are trying to do in our daily lives. We're trying to wait this out as best we can so that we can keep moving forward.
Guys, I know a lot of people are having hardships right now, and a lot of people are downtrodden on a lot of things. But it's always darkest before the dawn, and we will come out of this stronger as a people, and maybe some people will make choices in a couple months.
An old friend of mine from college did this whole paragraph on Facebook the other day, and it was beautiful. The whole thing was beautiful, and I loved it. One sentence in particular really, really stuck out to me, and it was the hallmark of humanity, the thing that has kept us alive, the thing that has made us survivors through time, has been teamwork and technology.
Yeah.
Our hallmarks as a species are how we work together as a team and how we utilize technology, and we, well, keep moving forward.
People who are extroverts and people who are introverts both have different lifestyles. And I feel like the introverts are basically living the same lifestyle that they've always lived. which I am one of those. Whenever I am not at work or walking the dogs, I am home either playing video games, reading a book, or watching TV shows. And this, to me, has just cemented the fact that, hey, it's not as busy on the streets. Hey, it's not as doing this. It's nice for people to be like, oh shit, there's a fucking pandemic going on right now.
Yeah, it's weird to see the streets around where I live be not as busy as they usually are. And it's gonna get weirder, but keep moving forward.
Yeah, guys, just remember that if you have anybody to talk to, anyone whatsoever, anybody is here to talk to you. If you have any problem whatsoever,
you can email us at cinemagems15@gmail.com. Totally nailed it in the first take.
All right, cool.
You can tweet the Admiral
at Holland Sci-Fi or Instagram me, but you'll probably get a better chance of tweeting at me.
And you can tweet at me as the Robear 2010.
Yes.
TheRobear 2010. And then Instagram, same thing, but instead of 2010, MMX.
Guys, we're going through a lot of things right now, and a lot of people are worried.
We're going to try to keep doing this as much as we can, though, because not only do I think it might stand a chance to help the people we care about, but at the very least,
it's a catharsis for us.
It's a catharsis for us. It's a way for us to talk about this, and I don't love quoting J.K. Rowling a lot, because she's gained a less than favorable reputation over the last few years, but she got a few things right.
Has she stolen just about everything?
There are two quotes in particular of hers that I absolutely love and quote all the time. One is the Dumbledore, "It's a secret, so naturally everyone knows." And the other is, "Fear of the name inspires fear of the thing itself." Yeah. The first step to solving a problem is admitting that there is one, and not being afraid to call it what it is. And I think, from my own personal experience, and having watched other people go through experiences with depression, anxiety, shit, even suicidal thoughts at one point, not talking about it is what makes it worse.
I feel there's going to be an overhaul of the healthcare system after this.
I think there's going to be an overhaul of a lot of things.
I hope that there is. Because, guys, all I got to say is one thing, like, capitalism doesn't work.
We're going to keep trying to do this as much as possible. We're going to keep close to our love of movies and those fond memories that movies give us and those hopeful messages that a lot of movies give us whenever we're feeling down. And the only difference from before to now is that the moments we're feeling down is now pretty much all the same across the board.
Yeah.
The thing we're worried about is all the same across the board.
And if you guys ever really feel downtrodden and like, oh, and hopeless and all that, go on my Instagram and look at a couple photos of Tesla. And when you
need to post more of them.
And when you watch The Mask, when Milo puts on the mask, just think of Tesla.
100% what Tesla is like.
Yes. But not in like, oh, I'm going to bite your face off way. Like, oh, hey. But guys, listen. Really take the time. Call friends. Please do not have more than gatherings of five people. Five people.
Admiral, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Are we thinking about doing Clone Wars in twos or threes? Going
twos. Because the final episode of the Clone Wars, the last episode of this will be one episode.
Okay. So we'll do them in twos from the rest of the series, which means next episode is going to be episodes
the end of an arc and the beginning of an arc.
Yeah. And I'm excited. Yes. I'm excited about that.
And after that, it could be something else. Maybe let us know what you want us to review. If you want us to review a certain thing, like, oh, hey, review Luck of the Irish, or review, I don't know,
the Lord of the Rings.
Meet the Robinsons.
If you haven't seen Meet the Robinsons, I think it's time for Meet the Robinsons.
If we did review Lord of the Rings, we would literally have to watch the extended cut and review three episodes for one movie.
No one would listen to
that. No, but us.
No one would listen to that. Not even GLaDOS would listen to that.
But guys, look. Just, we're all in this together, and the entire world is in it together.
I hate how much I've had that song stuck in my head for the last few days.
What?
We're all in this together.
Oh. I thought you were talking about this is the end of the world as we know it.
The end of the world as we know it has also been stuck in my head. I've also had... My Corona. Yeah.
I like how the Honorable Tesla's like, don't ever do that again. Like, he gives you a look like, I will put the mask on. I have it hidden. I have it hidden. But guys, that's all the negativity that we want to talk about. We're going to keep it upbeat and light for the next couple episodes. We're not going to talk about the news, because to be honest with you, it's pretty downtrodden.
I prefer to call it a sense of realistic optimism.
Yeah.
Like, we can acknowledge how shitty the world around us is, but we're going to keep doing this anyway.
Yes.
Because it's fun.
Yes.
Because it brings us some modicum of joy in this otherwise weird time.
And it also brings, like, oh, hey, it's been another week, so maybe we can get through it again.
Yeah.
But guys, look. Thank you, Marnie the Aaron Zerber, for letting us use your website. Also, Kevin George, thank you for letting us use your music. And also, guys, we did mention earlier our the email, but I'll mention it again. CinemaJams15@gmail.com.
The Robear 2010 and the Robear MMX on Instagram. I want to give a really, really big shout out, not just to our friends at Swapper Jacks, but crew members and employees at any retail or restaurant establishment, hospitality people right now.
Or the health industry.
People in the health industry, people in the medical field.
First responders.
These, like, people are all stepping up and being fucking heroes right now. Every career, every field that you take for granted or have taken for granted up until now, do what you can to thank them. Like, if you see something, like, just take a moment, like, hey, thank you. Like, remind them that what they're doing is important and that you acknowledge what they're doing is important. Because, holy shit.
And also, if you are feeling well, not saying that people can contract the coronavirus, very, I mean, they can contract it
just
very
easily. Safe. Just take precautions.
But don't cough in your hand and then try and give someone something with the hand that you've infected.
If you really need a hand-washing tutorial, go look up Alton Brown's hand-washing tutorial.
I mean, they could just listen to last week's episode.
That works, too.
But guys, look.
I love all y'all. Be safe.
Thank you for listening, guys. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Holland Sci-Fi. We're on iTunes, Facebook. Please go give us a 5-star review. We will read it out on the air. And go like us on Facebook, guys. Kevin George, Marty the Air Gun Zerber, thank you guys so much for supporting us in these hardship times. But guys, all I gotta say is wipe your hooves and see you later.
Thanks,
bye.
Everyone.